上个礼拜我们讲到一生敬献于主。
Last week we said a dedication to the life to the God.
我们讲到一个人要有四项的认识。
We talked about that you need to have a vision for your life.
You have four understanding. 一个人要有一个心，要把生命、把生活奉献给主。
Need to have your full heart to dedicate your life to the God.
那么你要有四项的认识。
You need to have a visionary understanding.
我们今天要接上个礼拜讲的。
We'll continue from last week.
我们今天要讲三个胜利。
Today we'll talk about three different
three victories. 我们要来念马太福音第四章，我们要从第一节开始念起。
We're going to read the Gospel of Matthew 4 and starting from the verse 1.
早着了，请听我用华文来念。
Let's read the Gospel of Matthew 4.Chapter 4.
Okay. 马太福音第四章从第一节开始念起。
Matthew chapter 4, starting with verse 1.
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探，他禁食四十昼夜，后来就饿了。那试探人的近前来对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。”耶稣却回答说：“经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。”魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，就要为你吩咐他的狮子，用手托住你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。”耶稣对他说：“经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。”魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看，对他说：“你若俯拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。”耶稣说：“撒旦，退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。”于是魔鬼离了耶稣，有天使来侍候他。
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 1 to 11. Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Verse 5, then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will hear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him.
我们今天所读的经文其实跟第三章有很密切的关系。
Today's gospel it's very similar to the chapter three.
Closely related to the chapter three, 是跟第三章有很密切的关系。
has a very close relationship to the chapter 3.
第三章讲什么呢？
What is said in the third chapter 3?
第三章告诉我们说耶稣他谦卑自己来受死。
The chapter 3 said that Jesus humbled himself to serve.
当他来的时候，施洗约翰不敢替他施洗。
When he came and
John baptized.
John baptized would not worry, would not give him the baptize.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为施洗约翰知道他是谁，他也知道主耶稣是谁。
Because John knows who he is, and also he knows who are our Lord.
但是主耶稣现在准备公开去传道。
But our Lord is prepared to worship in the public.
所以主耶稣就很谦卑的来到约翰，施洗约翰的手下，受了他的洗。
So our Lord is humbled himself to the John to be baptized.
主耶稣这样的做法非常讨上帝的喜欢。
What he does is really
pleasing God.
Pleased to the God.
所以到了第三章第十七节，圣经告诉我们说，从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
So in chapter 3, verse 17, it said, this is the Son from the heaven is pleased by me.
所以到了第四章的时候，我们就开始了一个时期，新的时期，一个新的阶段。
So chapter 4 started with a new version and in a new period.
第四章第一节一开始之后，有希腊文是在我们和合文把它翻译成当时。
So at the verse 1 at the beginning is the Hebrews and it means and at that time.
这个希腊文这个 Greek tote 把它翻译成当时，你会发现英文版就把它翻译成后来 then。
The Greek, that word of Greek, and at that time, they will translate to afterwards.
你会发现呢，这个 then 翻译成英文的 then 呢，到了第十一节的时候，这个字又在出现。
So the translation to then at that time, and in verse 11, it appeared again.
用另外一句话讲啊，从第一节到第十一节是一个单元，是一个单位，是一段，是一个很美丽、很重要的一段。
So from verse 1 to beginning to the verse 11, this talk about a beautiful period that the whole time.
告诉我们什么重要的事情啊？
They tell us what was important in that.
告诉我们说，耶稣现在受了洗，然后圣灵就带领他到旷野去。
So it told us that Jesus was baptized. After that, he went to the wilderness.
请你注意啊，没有来纽约大城市哦。
Yeah, you have to be careful to notice that he didn't go to a large city like New York.
没有去到一个那个时候最大的城市叫罗马或者哥林多，没有去那样的地方。
So he didn't go to the largest city at that time called Roman, and he didn't go there.
主耶稣到什么地方去呢？
Where did he go?
叫到一个旷野没有人的地方去。
He went to wilderness. It has a place that has not many people live there.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要把我们的生命、我们的生活奉献给主。
Dear brothers and sisters, we want to dedicate our life to the God.
我们想象有时候为什么神没有大大的重用我啊？
Sometimes we think about why the Lord didn't really use us.
为什么上帝没有派我一下子可以吸引很多很多的人？来到上帝的面前呢？
Why Lord didn't power me enough to bring a lot of people to the front of the God?
主耶稣在第三章虽然这样的谦卑自己受洗，但是在第四章上帝还要一次两次三次再三的训练他。
So even Jesus was so humbled and get baptized in chapter 3. In chapter 4, you see that God has tested him not once, not twice, but three times.
他在旷野是怎么样气乏呢？
How he went to the wilderness.
他去旷野不是照自己的要去的。
He didn't really wanted to go there by himself.
乃是圣灵带领他到那边去，让他的生命有一个实实在在的训练。
It is a spirit guiding to let him to that area.
这个训练乃是实实在在的，让他经过了魔鬼的试探。
That period of the training, the really, and let him experience the testing from the Satan.
他经过些什么引诱呢？
What he has experienced.
同样他要经过的引诱呢，乃是他独自饿了，现在那个魔鬼就来试探他了。
Once it was when he was hungry, and the Satan came to test him.
主耶稣在独自饿的情况里面呢，要胜过他身体的需要。
When he was very hungry, he has overcome his bodily need.
我们在马太福音第四章第二节读到这样的经文说，他禁食了40昼夜。后来就饿了。
So in the chapter 4 verse 2 said he was fasted for 40 days, then he was very hungry.
亲爱的弟兄们姐妹们，请问你耶稣是真的饿呢还是假的饿？
Brothers and sisters, you think Jesus was really hungry or he's faking it?
我相信大家都认识我的儿子叫顺境的。
I think you all know my son, Sun Jing.
他念初中的时候，
when he was in middle school,
他到这个朋友家里面，这个有生日的宴会。
He went to his friend's home for a birthday party.
那个时候大家就说，牧师的孩子祷告，牧师的孩子祷告。
So at that time, people said, "Oh, he's Reverend Sun, so you will give a prayer."
他说，爸爸，我不能祷告啊。
And but he said, "Daddy, I can't do a pray."
我说为什么不能祷告啊？
I asked why.
他说我的肚子很饿，我闻到香味，口水全部跑出来了，我不能够祷告啊。
And he said, "I'm really, really hungry, and I smell the food was so tempting. I can't really pray at that time."
我告诉我的儿子，不要说你爸爸这样老了。如果肚子饿了，东西这样好吃，我的口水也会出来啊。
I told my son that even I'm much older than you, and when I'm hungry, I smell that, the delicious food, I will be hungry and would not able to pray as well.
我相信在座的每一个弟兄姐妹，如果你不是身体不好，肚子饿，闻到很香很香的味道，你难道不会流口水吗？
I ask brothers and sisters here, unless you are not feeling well, if you smell that really delicious food and you are hungry, you think you are not chewing?
我请问你，如果肚子饿了，我现在想吃，难道有错吗？
But if I'm hungry and I wanted to eat, is that it's not right?
我们有身体，我们有身体的需要啊。
We have our body, and we have our body.
我们今天有没有想办法，我们满足我们身体的需要啊
？That we always think of ways to satisfy our bodily needs.
我要问你，主耶稣有没有能力叫这些石头都变成粥，满足他肚子的需要呢？
Do we think that Jesus has the power to make all these stones to become food to satisfy his need?
我今天想向你强调，主耶稣当然有能力叫这些所有的石头变成美餐美食，叫他的肚子可以得到饱。
I'll tell you that God has his power. Of course, he has power to change all the stones to become food.And to satisfy his son's needs.
但是那一天，主耶稣的表现乃是胜过了魔鬼的引诱。
But Jesus at that day, his action was an overcome the Satan's attention.
在马来西亚很多猴子。
In Malaysia, there are a lot of monkeys.
哎呀，我们客家话叫猴哥，广东话叫马老，对不对？
There are different dialects has a different ways to call the monkeys.
我有时候在想啊，究竟是人比较聪明还是猴子比较聪明？
Sometimes I'm thinking that is the monkeys more smarter or the men and the human beings are more smarter?
是人谢猴子呢，还是猴子谢人？
The monkeys are better than men, the humans or the humans?
So young man, next time 你的头发不要梳那样，因为猴子早就梳那样。
So, young man, you don't put, you know, make your hair look like that. Yeah, comb your hair like that because the monkey's already doing that hairstyle.
我有时候在想啊，究竟是猴子比较聪明，还是人比较聪明？
Sometimes I always think that the monkeys are more smarter than the humans or not.
当然，人聪明了。
Of course, humans are more smart.
人可以抓猴子。
Humans can pretend to be can catch the monkeys.
怎么样抓猴子呢？
How we catch the monkeys?
啊，人啊，东南亚的人啊，他会拿一个瓶子、罐子、瓮子，什么都好，一个瓶子。
So the Eastern Asians they use any of these containers.
那下面放石头比较重。
So they put the stones in the bottom.
上面放花生，他们最喜欢吃。
On the top of the stones, they put the peanuts.
那个瓶子的口是小的。
But the opening of the containers is small.
但猴子看，哎，里面的花生太好了。
When the monkeys see the peanuts in the bottom, and they say, "Oh my God, it's so good!"
所以这些猴哥也好，马骝也好 ，monkey 也好，就把手伸进去了。
So the monkeys, when they see the peanuts, they are so tempting, so they put their hands into it.
他把手大的抓了一把。
So they put their hands in and then holding a big.
但是因为他抓了一大把。
Because he hold a whole big pile.
他的手拉不出来了。
So his hand couldn't put it out.
哎，那个时候啊，聪明的人就出来抓他了。
So the humans, people, and saw that will come to catch them.
如果他把手一放松
，If the monkeys release his hand，
把那些花生弄掉了
，The peanuts will come out of their palms。
他的手啊，很简单，很自然，很轻松，哎，就可以扒出来，就可以掏着撩腰了嘛。
So if he releases a palm and he can easily to pull his hand out，
但是猴子那里肯放手啊。
But the monkeys wouldn't release the peanuts in their hands.
世界上没有一只猴子把已经到手的花生再放掉，没有，绝对不可能。
So believe it or not, there was none of the monkeys in the world. They would release the handful of the peanuts to open their hands.
这样的情形，我们人像猴子那样笨，你知道吗？
But think about it. That situation sometimes humans can be fooled by that as well.
一个人当他手中抓住的时候，他什么都不肯放，甚至把自己的命送掉，他都愿意。
But humans sometimes does the same thing. They hold on something in their hands they wouldn't release, even they lose their lives.
一个正当的需要，很容易的就会变成一个引诱。
Sometimes a simple need could be a very dangerous temptation.
一个正当的需要会变成一个引诱，一个引诱很难去拒绝。如果你得到，你做得到。
But sometimes a very simple need could become a very dangerous temptation, and you would not release them.
但是一个人要出来侍奉神，一个人要来做好的基督徒。
If you want to dedicate your life to the God and to be a very good Christian,
一个人要好好的跟从上帝。
If you want to follow the God nicely,
在他人生的道路里面，他就要学一个第一个的胜利，胜过了他人受身体的需要。
So the very, very important thing, the first thing you need to do, you have to overcome your bodily need.
一个人可以做得到，一个人肚子饿了，但是不去偷，不去抢，不去拿， 因为他晓得世界上还有更重要的事。
So a person, if he's hungry enough, but he would not go for steal, he would not to go for a robbery because to fulfill his bodily needs.
所以主耶稣在第四节这样回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
So in the chapter 4, it says about the first thing you can overcome your needs and use God's words to power yourself.
这句话是引用在《生命记》第八章第三节，主耶稣第一次用神的话来拒绝魔鬼的引诱。
So that's in the chapter 8, verse 3, and God said, the first time use God's words to refuse the Satan's attention.
我们这里学习一个很重要的功课。
Now we're learning an important lesson from here.
那就是神的话，神的教导比我们吃的东西更加重要。
So we now learn that God's word is way more important than the food we are attempting for.
一个人如果活着，但是为了吃，请问你这个人是不是活着的人呢？
If you are living the life just for the food, is that a life you wanted?
当亚当在伊甸园里面吃。
Eden Garden to just for the food for the need.
上帝对亚当说：“当你吃的日子，你就死了。”
God told Adam that, and if you're just for the food, and your life is dead.
And the time you eat, you die.
If the time you eat, you die.
亚当死吗？
Did Adam die?
那让看起来没有死啊，他还生孩子啊。
But looks like he didn't die. He even had a child.
但是一个人违反了上帝的话语，这 good 车忘记了上帝，他在上帝面前其实就是死的人了。
If he against God's words, even his life, he's and in front of God, he actually doesn't have his life anymore.
我们的人生不像猴子的人生。
Our life is not like a monkey's life.
我们的人生不是为了一把花生的人生。
Our life shouldn't be a palm full of the peanuts.
一个人的人生是要有价值的人生。
Our life should have a worthy.
一个有价值的人生的人，要学习一个第一个很重要的功课，胜过他心里面的欲望。
To live in a life to be worthy, we need to overcome our bodily needs.
欲望不是我们人生的目标。
It's not our life goal.
一个人生活在世界上，没有办法满足他所有的欲望。
No matter how you live in this world, you will not be able to satisfy all your needs.
但是当一个人晓得尊敬上帝的话，遵行上帝的话，他的人生才有价值，他的人生才有意义。
So if you believe in God, respect God's words, and follow God's words, and your life will be worthy.
魔鬼现在来了第二个的试探。
Now Satan gave a second test.
第二次，这个魔鬼再跟耶稣讲，好不好啊？你跳吧，从那个圣殿上跳下来。
So he told Jesus that, why don't you jump down, fall down from the
pinnacle of the temple. 魔鬼这样的引诱主耶稣。
Satan is try to attempt Jesus.
那是要让主耶稣朝捷径走容易走的路，走那个简单的方法。
He tried to trick Jesus to pick the easy road path to go to his word.
我想中国也一样，印尼也一样，美国也一样，大家就是想发财。
I think no matter in Indonesia, in China, or in America, everybody wants to have more money.
如果你要发财，我教你一个好办法。
If you want to have more money, I'll teach you a way.
你生两个儿子。
to have two sons.
大的叫阿发，小的叫阿才。
The older one called Alpha and the younger one called Acai.
每天早上你就发财，阿发也来，阿才也来哦。
So every morning you will call 发财 and your both sons come.
如果你真的很想发财，很想发财，那很简单，我教你这个很容易的办法，你就生两个儿子，大的叫阿发，第二个叫阿才，后来阿发跟阿才就来了。
So you have two sons, and one is for Alpha, one is for Acai, and in Chinese words, like it's having a prosperity.
我有一次到一个地方去讲道。
One day I went to a place for the preaching.
他们告诉我一个故事，说那个乡村里面啊，有一个巫师。
They told me there is a village, there is a巫师。
这个人啊，告诉大家说，你要买几号、几号、几号的彩票。
That person can tell people that, and you can buy the lottos for what numbers.
那整个乡村的人都去买哦。
So the whole village, and people, and according his words, to buy the lottery.
每一个人都中了。
Everybody got money.
只有两个基督徒没有中。
Only two Christians didn't win the lottery.
我听了很兴奋。
I was very excited to hear that.
我很想跑去那个乡村，要去找那个两个基督徒，问他说：“你后悔不后悔啊？”
I wanted to go to the village to talk to these two Christians and ask them, "Were you regret?"
因为晒啊，大家都发财了哦。
Because everybody made money.
只有你们两个是聪明的傻瓜的，我不知道你们不发财。
Why is only two of you didn't make money out of the lottery?
在我们的生活里面，很多这样很现实的东西。
There are a lot of things in our lives looks like that.
在我们的生活里面，你偏一点，你不正色一点，你古怪一点，你狡猾一点，你就可以多赚一些钱。
Sometimes you are not follow the rules. You are not so humble. If you are a little bit more tricky, more greedy, maybe you will be easier to make money faster.
所以主耶稣这里魔鬼对主耶稣说：“你如果是上帝的儿子，你可以跳下去。”
So the Satan told Jesus that.If you are God's son, then you shall fall down from the pinnacle.
你发现没有，主耶稣怎么样回答他呢？
Did you hear what Jesus replied to him?
主耶稣再次的用神的话回答他。
Jesus used God's words to reply to him.
因他要，这个魔鬼讲这句话呢，是从诗篇上第九十一篇引用来的。
The words he said is from the Psalm 91.
你发现没有，魔鬼非常狡猾，把诗篇九十一篇那个经文啊，那一个字他把它换一换。
He's smartly changed a few words from the Psalm 91.
诗篇九十一篇是告诉我们说，因他要为你吩咐那的狮子，在你行的一切道路上保护你。他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在舌头上，射在你行的一切道路上。
So saying to him, if you are the son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神没有要我们走简单的路。
So God didn't choose for us to go an easy way.
在你的生活里面，在我的生活里面，神常常容许很多不快乐的事情，很多的困难来到我们中间。
So a lot of times there will He will bring all these not so easy difficulties to our lives.
在1984年，我离开大家回印度尼西亚。
When 1984, I went, I left everybody and I went back to Indonesia.
那一年
That day,
that,
that
very
year,
years, 我损失两个人，失去两个人。
That very year, I lost two people.
头一个
The first one.
我的太太小产。
My wife had a miscarriage.
第二个。
The second thing.
我的父亲离开世界。
My father passed away.
哎呀，我为主大发热心啊。
I was in a very upset.
我离开美丽的美国啊。
I left the beautiful America.
我回印度尼西亚要侍奉神啊。
I went back to Indonesia, want to serve the Lord.
在哪一年？就是哪一年？我失去一个小孩，我失去一个我敬爱的父亲。
But at that very year, I lost a child, and I also lost my very respectful father.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神容许困难临到我们的身上。
Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord allowed the difficulties to our lives.
那是要让这些困难锻炼我们的心智，坚强我们的信心，好好的跟从他。
Our God used these difficult life moments to prepare us to make us more stronger and more faithful to the Lord.
姊妹们好像不大喜欢运动，对不对？
我想our sisters are not so like so much like of the exercise.
我们怕骨头疏松，一直灌牛奶。
We are afraid of the
drink a lot of milk.
We drink a lot of milk.
我也读啊，人家说喝牛奶太多也不好啊。
But you don't know that you drink too much milk, it's not good for you.
那怎么办啊？
What you can do?
哎呦，晒晒太阳。
You have to expose under the sun.
还有一件可能你不喜欢听的。
Another thing maybe you don't like to hear.
你要运动啊。
You have to exercise.
你要拿起重的东西来。
You have to carry some heavy weights.
他们说连游泳都没有用啊。
They said and even just swimming is not enough.
你要拿重一点的东西来。
You have to carry heavy weights.
当你拿重的东西，你想法拿重的东西，慢慢的训练。你的骨头才会坚强一点。
So if you carry heavy weights to exercise, eventually your bones become stronger.
神为什么容许我们走困难的道路？
Why God always allow us to go for a difficulty route?
让你的骨头可以坚强一点，让我的骨头可以坚强一点。
The way is, and He wants us to be stronger. Our bones are stronger.
我们没有梦想走容易的道路。
We should not dream to take an easy route.
我们要靠神的恩典，一天一天走那个脚踏实地的道路。
We have to, according to God's grace and His blessings, to walk step by step on His route.
我们不要用跳来试探我们的神。
We don't need to jump to test our God.
所以第七节。耶稣对他说：“经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。”
So chapter the verse 7 is Jesus told him that on the Bibles it said you cannot test your God.
主耶稣再次用生命记，现在是第六章十六节来记节来回答魔鬼的引诱。
God replied to Satan again to use second time to refuse God Satan's temptation.
魔鬼没有放过主耶稣。
Satan didn't let it go.
主耶稣现在要面对第三个试探了。
So Jesus has to face the third temptation.
魔鬼对耶稣说：“你如果拜我一下，你拜我一下。”
So the Satan told him that if you worship me,
我就把世界上所有的万国万国的荣华送给你。
So I will give you all glories and to you from the world.
你如果拜我一下，
if you worship me,
拜他一下有什么难啊？
What's a difficult thing to worship him?
你如果拜他一下，他就把万国和万国的荣华赐给你。
He said, "If you worship me, I will give you everything in this world."
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，什么叫做敬拜呀？
brother and sister, what is worship means?
敬拜乃是拿某人某物 成为你人生的中心点。
So, the worship means you put someone on something up front of you to worship that particular person.
Worship is that putting something, somebody, to be the center of your life. 你让某一件事情，某一个人，成为你生命的中心点。
If you put one person, something, or some, to be the center of your life.
年轻的时候，很多年轻人看电影明星，追那个电影明星到生那个日夜颠倒了。
Young people sometimes they worship this song. The movie stars and they were like go crazy about it.
那个电影明星就是他生命的中心点。
At that time, that the movie stars are the center of their life.
我要向大家请教。
I have to ask you.
一个远洲 ，a seagull.
A seagull.
一个圆圈。
A circle.
它有几个中心点
？How many centers in a circle?
就一个。
Only one, right?
你说，都猜啊，不可以啊。
You said, oh, it can be, it's just one.
没有办法，没有办法 ，no way.
There is no way. There's only one center.
一个轮胎只有一个中心点。
A tire only have one center.
只有一个。
That's only one.
没有两个。
There was no two centers.
啊，我现在要问你第二个问题。
Now I ask you a second.
我现在如果把这个中心点把它挪到旁边一点，我要请问你，这个轮胎走不走啊？
Now I want to ask you, if I move that center of the tire to offside center a little bit, do you think that the tire will be working properly?
你毕业从学校很久了，什么物理都忘记了。
Maybe you're out of school for too long and don't know the physics.
好，我再问你一次啊，一个轮胎。
A tire, a big tire.
你把那个中心点挪到旁边一点。我要请问你，那个轮胎走不走啊？
If that the center off the centers a little bit, you think that tire will work properly?
Oh, not probably. Can it run?
Can it run? Can the
当然能够走。
这个轮胎还是可以走。
当然能够走。
这轮胎还是可以走。Oh, I'm sorry. The tire still can work. It still can run.
对对对。但是你注意啊，那个轮胎啊，会上上向下，上上上下上上。为什么？因为那个中心点没有在那个中心。
But that tire runs up and down. It's not smoothly anymore. Why? Because the center is not in the center anymore.
第三个。
Third.
当那个中心点离开那个中心点越来越远，越来越远，越来的时候
，But if the center leave the center, further and further away from the center,
那个轮胎起得更高，落得更低，起得更高，落得更低。
But that tire will be bumped up and higher and jump down more lower because it's way more not smooth anymore.
这个就是我在观察我自己的人生。
That's how I
look to
watch myself.
我在观察基督徒的人生。
I'm watching and searching for a Christian life.
为什么这样多的基督徒没有为主结果子啊？
Why so many Christians didn't bear fruit for the God?
为什么这样多的基督徒跟外面没有信主的人没有什么两样啊
？Why so many Christians was not so much different from the people who are not believers?
为什么我们的人生起啊落啊起啊落啊
？Why our lives and ups and downs so much?
我说在美国做牧师最难，下邪会有说下邪没有来了。夏天，他说我要去玩了，他也没有来了。
So I said that you become a reverend in the U.S. It's very difficult because when it's too cold and it's snowing, there's no one wants to come to the church. When it's summertime, it's too warm, too hot, and still no one's coming to the church.
你知道吗？为什么我们的人生变成这个样子
？Why our lives becomes like that?
因为我们敬拜别的东西。我们敬拜人，我们敬拜钱财，
但是神没有成为我们人生的中心点。
You know why was that? Because we worship another person, other things, or the money, the, you know, it's too much. So our lives are not in the center. The God is not our center of our life.
所以当摩西来到主耶稣的面前的时候。
When Satan come to the Jesus.
第三节第六节魔鬼说你如果是上帝的儿子。第九节他说如果你夫妇拜我。
But so Satan told Jesus that if you are God's son, if you can worship me.
但是格罗西书第三章第五节告诉我们什么
But the Colossians chapter 3 verse 5 what he told us here.
保罗用很严肃的口气说所以要指示你们在地上的肢体就如淫乱污秽邪情恶意和贪婪贪婪像什么贪婪像什么贪婪就是拜偶像
so closing chapter 3 verse 5 what they tell us Put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly, fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry.
什么是贪婪?
What is the greed?
什么是贪婪?
What is greed?
我们是基督徒哦。
We are Christians.
我们这些基督徒如果贪婪，圣经说你就是在拜偶像。
If our Christians are greedy, and on the Bible it tells us that is the idolatry.
我们就是在敬拜钱，钱财成我们心里的偶像，钱财成为我们的神。
So if we are too much on worship and the prosperity and think that is the center of our life, then that is the idolatry.
到了第十节。
Now, chapter
verse 10. 耶稣说：“撒旦，退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，但要侍奉他。”
So on the verse 10, Jesus said that, "Go away, and according to the Bible, you need to worship your God. It's you serve Him."
你发现没有，主耶稣。再次引用《生命记》。
So, God, yes, Jesus used Jeremiah's on chapter 6 and 13 to reply to God.
这次用第六章第十三节回答魔鬼拒绝他的引用。
He used chapter 6 verse 13 to reply to that temptation from Satan.
到了第十一节。
Now to chapter verse 11.
你发现没有？中文把它翻译成仪式。
In Chinese, it says
therefore. 但是英文把它翻译成，就好像第一节叫做后来。
But English and it says that it's then.
这一段结束了。
So that the whole period is the ending over there.
第四章第一节 today. 第四章第十一节 today.
So you start with then, you're ending with then.
但是还有一个话没有翻译的。
But there was another word it didn't translate.
在中文没有翻译出来。
In Chinese, it didn't translate that.
在英文也没有翻译出来。
In English version, also didn't really translate it.
这一句话是很简单一句话，但是是一个惊呼。
It's a simple word, but it's a very cry out.
是。叫人家要注意的。
So you cry out to ask you pay attention to it.
就是说，看啊 ，behold.
It says look.
看啊 ，behold， 看啊，你要看啊，你要注意啊。
It said, "Behold, and the look. Be careful, and look."
你看啊，你要注意啊。注意什么呢？
What you want to pay attention to?
其实这里有两个动词。
There are two
verbs.
Two verbs.
有两个动词。
There are two verbs in it.
第一个动词告诉我们说，众天使走进来了。
The first verb is he walks into it, come near.
头一个动词，这些众天使走进来了，不但走进来，并且侍候他。
The all these angels come near, and not just come near, they serve him.
上帝从来没有离开过我们。
God never really go away from us.
我们是水啊。
Who are we?
我们是软弱的人。
We are the sinners.
We are so weak. 我们非常的软弱。
We are very weak.
我们没有力量。
We don't have powers.
但是请你不要忘记。
But don't forget.
像今天诗歌讲的，上帝爱你，上帝给你盼望，上帝没有离开过我们。
So just like the psalm we sing before, God loves you. God never left you.
圣经把主耶稣的胜利记载下来。
So on the Bibles and was written down all these words.
告诉我们，如果耶稣已经得到胜利。
Tells us if Jesus has received a spirit from the God.
Jesus have the victory.
If the Jesus has a victory,
耶稣的胜利就保证我们今天要过胜利的生活。
Jesus' victory will ensure we will have a victory life.
对，我们是软弱的人。
We are the weakness.
但是不要忘记，天使没有离开我们啊。
So don't forget that the angels never left us.
上帝知道我们的光景啊。
God knows our situation.
看啊 ，behold， 看啊 ，behold， 那些众天使走进来了。
They will say, "Look, behold," and the angels are coming near.
神要帮助我们。
God wants to help us.
鼓励我们。
Encourage us.
在人生的道路里面。
On our lives.
得到更大，得到更多的胜利。
Give us.Bigger and more victories in our lives.
一生敬献于主。
So please dedicate your life to God.
我们有三个胜利。
We will have three victories.
求主帮助。
Please help us.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray in.
天父，我们感谢你的恩典，让我们有机会认识你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to get to know you.
我们感谢你在人生的道路里面，我们可以认识创造我们的上帝。
We thank you in our lives we can know Jesus Christ and know the God and to help our lives.
我们感谢你让我们可以得到超过了世上钱财的福气。
We thank you to let us to have any all the love and prosperity out of this world.
我们知道自己的软弱。
We know we have weakness.
求你帮助我们。
Please help us.
不要离开我们。
Don't leave us.
让我们跟着耶稣胜利的脚踪。
Let us follow Jesus' victory's steps.
让我们正是靠着你的恩典，每一天过胜利的生活。
Let us have your grace and the blessings to have a victory life.
求你饶恕听我们的祷告。
Jesus, pray to hear our words.
谢谢你的恩典。
We thank you for your blessings.
祷告感谢。
We pray in Jesus' name.
乃是奉赖主耶稣基督的圣名。Amen.
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.